you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today in this episode, I wanted to give you guys some ideas on healthy food and baking and snack and substitutes, so things that we can use instead of when we cook or prepare different dishes, different meals, and things like that, and then just some everyday substitutes that we can add that so you don't feel that you are missing out or depriving yourself of anything, but you can still make it just a tad bit healthier for you in the long run. So these are just some ideas and tips and tricks and things that I like, and then also some other things that I found that I thought were pretty interesting and things that I wanted to try instead. So some of the things that I do that I have personally tried, and some of these things we're going to get more into detail a little bit later, but one thing that I have swapped is, or that is kind of an easy transition. It may not be the ultimate best, but it definitely is something different. Is one thing that I love about soda is I love the bubbles. I love the fizziness. I love the carbonation. I love the bubbles. It's not necessarily the taste, but it really is the bubbles, the bubbly. I love the bubbles. So a really easy substitute for that, if like you really like the carbonation, is sparkling waters. And you can get different flavored sparkling water. You can get like Voss water is, I don't really like the plain Voss water, I'll admit, but they do have like a cucumber one, I believe it is, and like a lime one. It may be cucumber lime actually, but it tastes like a little bit better than the regular one. And then there are some other sparkling waters that some taste really good, some taste pretty artificial. So be careful with like the sweeteners and things that can definitely change up the taste, and depending on your dietary needs, may or may not be a really good idea. But you know, you can substitute soda with like a sparkling water, or you can also substitute soda with tea. So especially if you are drinking soda for like the caffeine aspect of it, and tea is another nice swap out instead of coffee, because a lot of times, yes, we do enjoy the flavor and the taste of a lot of these things, but the addiction side of it, to where we have to have it every day, besides the sugar part of it, is the caffeine. I know that a lot of people are stuck on caffeine, and a good swap is tea, because tea also has a lot of antioxidants, as well as depending on the tea that you choose, may or may not have sugar in it, or you know, depending on how you make it and what other additives you add to it can change that. But for the most part, tea is a really good, safe swap. And it's something that I've done. I know that I discuss having like lemon water, or just green tea and lemon, or honey, lemon and ginger. Warm tea is something that I personally love, especially through the winter months. It really helped save me from getting really sick all winter. It definitely helps with my immune system as well. And I like to have something warm in the morning. That's just something that I like. And before, I got that a lot with coffee, but you know, slowly but surely, I was able to wean off coffee and having coffee every day by enjoying tea and different flavored teas and things like that. So definitely there are other options for you, especially if it's more the caffeine that you're stuck on, that you can swap out for coffee and soda. Another really good and healthy swap is sour cream and Greek yogurt. So sour cream, you know, you can actually, or well, excuse me, Greek yogurt has 2 times fewer calories than most sour creams, and then also 3 times more protein. So you're cutting back on a lot of the calories, but you're getting a lot of that extra protein that you need. And you can even mix it and put it like in your taco as a substitute for sour cream, because it's really tart like sour cream is as well. And honestly, I don't mind the swap as far as plain Greek yogurt in place of sour cream. You can add in there, like you can add onions and shallots in to Greek yogurt if you want to add it to, you know, like with rice or to have it with meat. It's pretty good. You should try it. It's definitely something that I was introduced to while I was in college, because my girlfriend, one of my really good friends, that's what she ate as part of, you know, her culture. And so that was something that she definitely shared with me, and it is really, really good. Another healthy swap, because I know that we've discussed this in a previous episode on how you can sometimes sabotage yourself unknowingly by trying to make healthy swaps and healthy exchanges in your meals, but then you sabotage yourself unknowingly by things such as what you add to the salad, the salad dressings, or just things that we add into the salad. And one really easy swap, especially if you like the crunch and things like that in your salad, is croutons. You can swap them out for plain almonds. Almonds have twice as much protein, 3 times as much fiber, and 1/3 of the carbs. So, you know, and almonds taste really good. I love almonds. I actually have a bag of almonds in my car right now. You can eat those really quickly to kind of help hold you over as a quick snack and things like that. So it's really definitely something that's easy to swap. You can get sliced almonds. You can half them. I don't know, if you really want to keep them whole in your salad, that's totally fine too. Whatever you are into is definitely an option for you. Whatever, you know, if you don't mind having some chunky almonds in there instead of croutons. And honestly, because croutons is just really baked bread for the most part, so you don't really need to have croutons in your salad. That really is a sneaky way to sabotage your healthy food efforts by adding croutons in. Another thing that I have tried that most people, I was actually really excited to try this. I know that some other people that I talked to were kind of like iffy about it, but substituting avocado for mayonnaise. Now, I actually made, like when I make tuna, I add in, this is what I do when I make tuna. However you make it, that's a little bit different. That's totally fine. This is my ultimate favorite tuna recipe for all you guys out there. I'm going to share it with you guys, but it's my new favorite thing. Is you add red onion. And so you finely chop up red onions because I love red onion. You add in relish. You add in mustard. I like mustard. I like hot sauce in my tuna fish. And I also, instead of using mayonnaise, I use a really soft, and I mush up avocado. So what I've been kind of playing with it, because this is something new that I've been trying, using the avocado in place of the mayonnaise. And it's something, like I said, it's kind of new for me. And so I'm still trying to perfect how much avocado to use and how ripe and mushy I want my avocado. You definitely don't want a hard avocado unless you're able to like maybe use a food processor and really blend it up and make it more of that soft consistency. But really, when for me, what has worked successfully for me so far is when I have a really smushy avocado and I you know, carve it all out from the peel, the outside edge of the avocado, and I put it in a bowl and I kind of just mash that up with a fork. It's really easy. And then I add in everything else to it and I just mix it up, and it's been pretty tasty to me. I don't mind it. People also do use avocado in place of cheese. So like if you're using like making a sandwich or something like that, I also will sometimes, depending on how I'm feeling that day, I will just have avocado over my salad to kind of add some, I guess you could say, moisture, so it's not as dry, just a bunch of leaves and lettuce and things like that. I will add some avocado to kind of add to it instead of using any salad dressing really at all. So it really is an easy swap. It does take a little bit getting used to. It's something that you have to try, but it adds in really good and healthy fats for your heart to stay healthy. And so it's really easy to give yourself a nice healthy boost in place of adding cheese, especially if you're trying to stay away from dairy and things like that. So instead of cheese or mayonnaise, it can definitely add some flavor and add, so it helps, especially with dry foods. Like if you're making toast and you add avocado to your toast to make a sandwich or something like that, it definitely can help. And then another easy swap that I want to get into right after the break is some swaps to use when actually cooking, some substitutions that you can use when cooking and baking and things like that. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today we are discussing different swaps and replacements when cooking and eating and substitutions that we can make that will just, you know, help us a little bit in all of our efforts in eating a little bit healthier and making a conscious effort to live better. So another swap that I personally like, and I mean, it's quite, for some people, they say it makes a difference. For me, it doesn't make a difference. I don't really notice a difference. I guess if you're really particular, perhaps you can taste a difference. I don't know. But to me, I don't think that it's really that big of a deal. But swapping ground beef for lean ground turkey, and using turkey instead, so like using it in your pasta sauce if you make pasta at home, using it in your chili, using it to make homemade burgers, using it in tacos, just whatever. Some people really make it a big deal and make it seem like ground turkey is that it's so much of a different taste, but to me it really isn't. I feel like you can just season it the same way that you would season ground beef, and you would cook it the same way, you add it to the same same recipes. I feel like if you were to make chili with ground turkey instead of regular ground beef and didn't say anything, I don't think people would really notice a difference. I really don't. I don't notice a difference. I think it's fine. And I've had ground turkey burgers. They taste great to me. I don't think that there's, I mean, unless you don't season it correctly, I really don't think that there is a difference. So that's definitely something to consider, and it's a way to cut out, especially if you're trying to reduce your risk of heart disease and things like that, and especially by substituting out and limiting your consumption of red meat. It definitely is an easy swap that I honestly do not see or taste a difference at all. So, I mean, but to each his own, but truly, I don't think it's really that big of a deal. Another swap that is a really easy one and that can be difficult for some, because this one is a little bit of a difference, but especially if you are lactose intolerant or if you are just trying to cut out dairy, is swapping different types of milk for regular milk. So regular milk, when compared to almond milk, it has 6 times more sugar per serving than almond milk. I personally also like rice milk. It's a different type of milk that you can get. I get it from like Trader Joe's. We have Trader Joe's here in California, so that's where I first got introduced to rice milk. There are different types and you can get different flavored rice milk. It's just a different alternative, especially if you are lactose or trying to stay away from dairy products. It's definitely a good alternative for you. You can, honestly, I put it in my milk. Or not put it in my milk. I put it in my cereal. I put it in my smoothies. I put it in I even tried using rice milk like when I would cook and things like that instead of regular milk, and it worked out fine for me. Sometimes when you make swaps with certain ingredients, you do have to look up the alternatives, and you can't necessarily do an even swap. Sometimes you may need a little bit more or a little bit less depending on what your swap is. So definitely take that into consideration when you are making these swaps with different recipes. Another pretty common swap that I've heard of, especially when it comes to baking, when you want to reduce the amount of saturated fat in things, is you can actually substitute butter for unsweetened applesauce. You can do this in cakes and other breads and things like that. And you can add it with a little bit of canola oil. And so you can do half and half canola oil, half of the applesauce. And you can even use ground flax seeds instead of the oil. So another way to kind of up that if you're trying to reduce your oil, or if you're very depending on your nutrition and your dietary needs. So that is something that I have tried before. I've tried it in bread and I've tried that in cake, and where people have substituted applesauce for the butter, and it's pretty moist actually. And some people actually swear that it makes their baking and their, you know, items, their recipes and their food, and especially like desserts and things like that, taste a lot better because it's more moist, and they attribute it to the applesauce. So something that you can try, definitely something. I mean, it's worth a try. You can maybe do half a batch with the applesauce, half of the batch regular, and see and compare and contrast and kind of see what you like instead, and if it really is that big of a deal with the flavor. I don't really, with a lot of things, I don't really notice the difference in the flavor. Like when I was substituting the avocado for the mayonnaise, it did taste a little bit different, sure, but then I just kind of told myself, this is, you know, healthier for you, so get used to having, you know, tuna like this. And it didn't taste terrible, so it tasted pretty good. So it's kind of like my new thing. I just added a little bit more hot sauce to make it a tad bit spicier. So that's kind of like what I did instead. So anyway, so I am going to cut it real quickly to the last break of the episode, and when I come back, I have a few more items and ideas to give you in regards to some extra swaps for some healthy baking, as well as even healthier cream cheese, a substitute for a healthier cream cheese. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA, from the UFC to extreme cage fighting. They got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
and welcome back everyone to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host Pauline, and I am discussing this episode some different and healthy alternatives for some of our favorite foods and recipes and just different ingredients that you can switch up a little bit to make your favorite foods just a tad bit more healthy. Now, this is something that I've kind of had a lot of fun with, and with trying different substitutions and different add-ins or mix-ins, or mixing stuff, not adding things to certain recipes or certain things that I've tried. And it's been a lot of fun because, one, you can feel a little bit better about enjoying some of your favorite foods and desserts and things like that, but also knowing that it's a little bit healthier, you know, especially if you're trying to do things in moderation. And one thing that I have tried, and I tried it from the California Pizza Kitchen, we call it CPK. I don't know, you know, now that I think about it, I don't know if they have that anywhere else. I mean, I guess you could have California Pizza Kitchen in a different state, but whatever. So we have it here in California, and they of course are well known for their pizzas, but then they also have other things on their menu. They have pastas, they have salads, sandwiches. I think they even have like macaroni and cheese. I don't know. They have bread, whatever. They have a lot of different items on their menu. It's kind of more like a BJ's and Yard House, where they kind of just have a little bit of everything. But whatever. So recently from CPK, because they are also located nearby my other job, so it was something that I wanted to try. I was looking on their menu because I wanted to try something new, because I haven't really been to CPK that often. I think I've only been once prior to this most recent time. But anyway, so I was browsing their menu online while I was at work and trying to figure out what I wanted for lunch that day. And I wanted something a tad bit more healthy, and I'm trying to cut back on how much meat I'm eating right now. So I was like, okay, I want something that doesn't have a lot of meat in it, perhaps something more on the seafood side. So it's like, okay. But I didn't want anything that had a lot of carbs either. I was really conflicted because, you know, you're looking at a menu for California Pizza Kitchen and you don't want carbs and you don't want meat. So I was kind of like, okay, but I didn't really want just a salad. So I was really conflicted, and I was lucky that they had a really full on menu. But I was like, you know, I want something that has to do with a lot of vegetables and high protein and things like that, but I don't want all that other stuff. So to my excitement and my surprise and my happiness and my joy to my taste buds, they have a dish on their menu that is with shrimp, which is really good. I love shrimp. And also like zoodles, which is kind of funny, but it's noodles made out of zucchini. Now, I know that this is kind of like a fad right now, and I had never tried it before. And so I was quite excited because I was like, you know what, let's just try this. And so you do have to ask them. I didn't know this, but they do add a little bit of pasta to it as well. So you can ask to have that not added to it, or whole grain pasta instead, or you can just ask for it just to be completely zoodles. But it's basically strings of zucchini and strings of zucchini that they elongate, and it's pretty thin, but it's basically just like a zucchini noodle. And so you can eat that, and it's actually pretty filling, and it's tasty to me because you can have your pasta, but without the added carbs that come with the noodles and things like that. So I was actually pretty excited. I tried it. It was a good size. They had lots of shrimp in there. I personally added in some grilled chicken because that day I was really hungry and I just really wanted it. And so I did give in and I got that. I added grilled chicken because I honestly wasn't sure how many pieces of shrimp that they were going to put in there. Because you know how some restaurants only put like six, and it's like, what am I supposed to do with just the six? But anyway, so definitely an idea for a substitute is substituting zoodles into your favorite pasta. So instead of using regular pasta, adding in zoodles, and you can make zoodles at home. There's like zoodle makers that you can use with vegetables, or you can just buy the strings of zucchini already pre-made for you. So kind of whatever floats your boat, whatever's the most convenient for you. Another fun swap that I have not tried yet, that I am excited to try. This is definitely something that is on my list of things to try because I've heard a lot of great reviews and a great feedback about it is cauliflower instead of rice. Now, I think the one thing that is kind of intriguing to me about substituting cauliflower for rice is the fact that my mom, she's half Korean, for most of you guys that know this. So we eat rice basically every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snack. Like, we prepare rice differently, but mostly it's really hot, sticky white rice, and it's the best. And you eat it in the morning. You can have it with eggs and bacon. You can have it in the afternoon with leftover meat from last night's dinner. And then you can have it at night with whatever new meat that you're making for tonight. It's thebomb.com. We put it in, we eat it alongside everything. It's a staple for our culture. So I think that's one reason why I haven't tried it yet, because anytime I want rice or I'm in the mood for rice, I want rice and I'm in the mood for rice. And so I don't want to cheat myself. But then also, I think that's another reason why I'm intrigued, because I'm interested to see, because there are a lot of people that say that it tastes really good and they make fried rice out of cauliflower and things like that, cauliflower as a substitution. So I'm interested to see, because if it lives up to the hype of what I've heard about it and all the good things that I've heard about it, then it would be an exciting alternative, because since I am trying to watch and limit my carbs and, you know, white processed and bleached products and foods, flour and breads and things like that as well, it would be a really nice alternative to have. I don't think that it will ever be on the same pedestal, of course, as white sticky rice, because there's just nothing can compare to that in my mind. But if it's a really easy and good substitute, then that would be very exciting, because I can enjoy that and have more of the white rice and kind of designate that as more as a special occasion thing and have that, you know, when my grandmother comes over or when it's the holidays and we're having it for Christmas dinner and things like that. So I don't know. So that is definitely one substitution as far as cooking and food that I want to try. I have not yet to have that opportunity to try it, but definitely something that I do want to try. So before I wrap up this episode, I did want to give you guys another food and healthy replacement, and it's swapping out iceberg lettuce from what we eat. So iceberg lettuce doesn't really have any nutritional value. I'm sorry. It's mostly just iceberg. It's basically just water. So swapping it for other leafy greens, like romaine lettuce has over 17 times the vitamin A and over 4 times the vitamin K just in romaine lettuce. Other substitutions for, especially if you're conscious about your heart health and things like that, can be arugula, watercress, and kale is definitely good substitutions. Spinach is another thing that is very high in different nutrients that we need that. And these are actually even options that are better than just regular romaine as well. And so you could definitely mix it in. And I actually love, like, when you have different leafy vegetables such as arugula and spinach and kale kind of all mixed in with romaine and things like that, and kind of just, oh, it tastes a lot better to me. It doesn't taste too one way. I personally love spinach. I think spinach and kale are my all-time two favorites as far as what I like as far as leafy vegetables in my salads. But, you know, mixing them all up does add some variety. You get different nutrients and different benefits from different leafy vegetables. They're darker in color. The purples, the dark greens are definitely all things that you want to incorporate that are a lot more nutritious for you than just plain old iceberg lettuce. And then last but not least, this is another very common swap, is egg whites. So you can use egg whites basically to replace the need for a whole egg when it comes to baking. Typically the ratio is 2 egg whites per 1 egg when it calls for an egg in the recipe, but you can also look up recipes that are common recipes that use egg, but then also seeing what the substitution is if you want the ratio that you would need if you wanted to just use egg whites. So definitely something, it could help cut back on your cholesterol and things like that. So it's definitely a different option for you. And you still can use the eggs, but just without the yolk as well. So hopefully you guys want to try something new. I'm kind of wanting to try that cauliflower rice sometime this weekend so that I can discuss it later on next week, because I am pretty interested in there. I believe at Trader Joe's you can already buy like packaged cauliflower that's already chopped up and really fine with that like kind of rice texture, I guess you could say. I don't know. I'm really interested to see how it tastes, how it feels, what it looks like, what it feels like when you're eating it, what it feels like when you're cooking it, what it feels like when you are adding other foods and flavors to it. So I'll let you guys know next time I try that. You have been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I will talk to you guys next time.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.